Anyway, coming next to the stage, we have the founder. All right, that's enough out of you guys. We have the founder of Busy Beaver Button Co. They are a sponsor, P.S., of the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Thank you so much for sponsoring shows like ours. This is Kristen Carter.
Hello. Hey. I'm Kristen Carter. I own this company called Busy Beaver Button Company, and what's kind of sacred to me, very high-minded about buttons, is that they're forms of expression that create community. So I'm going to basically kind of tell a little bit of a story and process. with Dan Friedman's 12 modernist agenda, 12 items, I chose number 2 because buttons are, you know, expression. So number 2 is try to express personal, spiritual, and domestic values even if our culture continues to be dominated by corporate marketing and institutional values. Expression can be radical. I mean, it's an idea that's shareable and can kind of change the tides of culture. And I mean, that's just the way it works. And so currently, I'm in this feminist business school. It's an online school, and it's run by this woman named Jen Armbrust, who's just, I don't know, she's super cool. And she's trying to come up with, like, new business models that are kind of not so masculine. And anyhow, it's, you know, we started off with definitions of, like, what is feminism and what is capitalism? And then we did all these kind of visualizations and meditations, and this week it's... The theme is like toppling the patriarchy. So that's what we're doing this week. and patriarchy defined as like the subjugation of the feminine. So it's not necessarily body, sexual kind of thing. And we're all affected by this rotten system. So I'm fired up. and I want to express some shit. Yeah. And I'm not also, ironically enough, like as a person who facilitates expression through buttons, I'm pretty bad. I'm like, I'm not very good at expressing myself. So I guess it's my life's work. But and it's also confusing to be in a patriarchy because it's so pervasive that it's sometimes like hard to identify how it's showing up, you know? So, and for me personally, I need to be encouraged to express myself because, it elicits a response and I don't know like what response I'm going to get, you know, and I'm afraid of that. So I thought this is a little interactive. So I thought maybe we could do kind of like a group expression session where, we all kind of say something that's in our minds and we can do it at the same time. And then, as loud or as quiet as you want. And then we can kind of do a reaction to that kind of expression. So, and in this case, empathy gets bonus points. So here's an example. Okay. So I am pissed off that a bunch of dudes in D.C. is deciding what's best for women. And, you know, a possible reaction is, fuck that, you know. So we're going to do this, like, all together. So I'll kind of count, and if you want to just, you know, whatever volume you want, you can say something that expresses, like, how you're feeling right now or something, you know, great or something bad or whatever. So, okay, you guys ready? Are you going to do this? Yeah. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Nice. You guys, that's awesome. Okay, so now it's time for the reaction. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I don't know. I just thought I'd just like open up the floor if anybody wants to say anything that you want to express. Everyone wants to express something, and then we can all react to what you're expressing. I know it's kind of a leap, so if anybody wants... Doesn't feel like it.
I don't feel like it.
Hell yeah! Anybody else? I'll repeat it if it's quiet. All right. Well, anyhow, hope this like loosened everybody up. Stay loose, express yourself. Thank you. Under fire.
Kristen Carter, everybody. I should have had you go sooner. Loosen these people up. Although, guys, your sound effects at the top also really great. You've been a very great crowd.